President John Evans Atta Mills has for the first time broken his silence over government decision to buy 5 aircraft to retool the Ghana Air Force. He said the aircraft is not for his comfort and members of his government, but to enable the military to discharge their duties. President Mills said this after he crossed over from Adonkronu to Kade. We are joined by aide to the president, Kukua Nyidoho, to tell us why the president has had to make clear his stance on the issue. What prompted the president to come out clear on this issue?
Precisely because some of our brethren are suffering and are under siege, and we ought not to wait as a nation to be hit by these disasters before we start running around looking for tools to meet the situation. And so that is why the president reiterated the point that is critical that we retool and re-equip the Ghana Armed Forces. Not only the Ghana Armed Forces, I'm sure you recall that maybe about a month ago, fire service got 54 brand new fire tenders. We are still counting, hoping to get up to 190 before the end of the year. The Ghana Police Service, the prison service will also get its fair share. So it's about adequately equipping our security agencies and parastatals for them to be ready. Disasters really don't knock on our door. They just walk in, and we ought to be prepared as a nation. So when they walk in, we can fight them.
So could you just be clear on this? So what exactly is the aircraft supposed to do for the military? Or how is it supposed to retool them?
I'm sure the defense minister has spoken severally to this issue. It's as simple as that. The Ghana Air Force needs, airplanes. And so they brought a request to government. Government has acceded to the request. And some of the Embraer, for example, is multi-purpose. The choppers are going to be used for surveillance purposes, search and rescue.
Kukua Nyidoho.